When you became a delegate, that was, what did you tell me, 1975.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the issues that
I believe, you know, they were starting to talk about the method of payment in the railroad. I think that was one of the big issues at the time. And I can remember going to some meetings, and at Unifarm, we would have a delegation from the pool would be there, and the cattle people would be there. And they were really up in arms with the method of payment and wanted it kind of scrapped. And eventually it was resolved, and maybe not to everyone's satisfaction, but we're living with it today the way they resolved it, I guess.
Was that the crow rate?
The crow rate. Yeah, yeah. So,
did you going sort of into a delegate position where you were more in tune with the pool?
Yeah.
What surprised you about the pool, or what did you learn about the pool that?
Well, actually, in itself, it was quite an educational experience. I never had the opportunity to go to university or to ag school or that. I just went to high school, and I think I learned an awful lot, in the pool, with the people that were there and the knowledge base that most of those people had, and they really were good at sort of passing that on to us younger guys at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when you said that some people thought that the pool was getting a bit too big, was that more of a question that they were expanding into other areas? Or?
Well, I think, you know, those days they were buying out smaller elevator companies and that kind of thing, and it ended up that, we had a significant amount of elevators in the province, but there was still lots of competition. The grain growers were still there, and Cargill came in, and some of the smaller companies like Parrish and Heimbecker were there. But there were an awful lot of small companies who were having a tough time surviving at that time, and they were glad to sell to the pool.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that they were
that's right.
Predatory.
No, that's right.